light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very wonderfully, beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, 10 of his sins are forgiven or erased, and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah, marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all, to another wonderful, exciting, beautiful, an episode of this wonderful series known as Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today's topic is very wonderful, a topic of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Nabi is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. The nation of this Nabi, the discussion regarding the nation of this Nabi is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. And many lessons you can derive from the life of this wonderful Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously from his nation as well. And that is, subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, subhanAllah. So today, inshallah, we'll discuss Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, you know, his nation also, him, and also the way he was, as many of us do know that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam stayed and lived in the womb and the stomach of a whale, subhanAllah. So we'll discuss for how long was he there, how was he there, what was the situation, what happened, inshallah, azawajal. This will be our focal point of discussion in today's silsila and episode. And many of you do know, in the beginning of every silsila, we do ask a beautiful question to all our viewers and our listeners. And the question for today is, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And it will be playing on the screen as well. How many brothers did Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam have? How many brothers Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had? The answer is in the Holy Quran as well. And the answer is everywhere. I'm sure this is a bit of an easy question. Many of us do know the answer. And inshallah azawajal, at the end of today's silsila, we will share the answer with everyone, inshallah azawajal. And it will be something which will increase our knowledge, subhanallah. Before we move towards our discussion for today, let's take a short while to make some good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very wonderfully stated, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azawajal, we can make intentions that when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon the beautiful zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the sahaba ikram, sahabiyat ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whatever the case is. And most importantly, whatever I learn in today's discussion, I will try and take those lessons in instill it in my life, in my lifestyle, and obviously I will, inshallah azawajal, try and pass the message on to others as well. This is a few intentions you can make, but the more the merrier. The more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Before we move towards our discussion, we'll take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam recited by our beloved Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him, inshallah azawajal, ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Dawat-e-Islami, Qibla Amir al-Sunnat, and the entire family of Amir al-Sunnat, and all those Ushaq-e-Rasool and people who belong to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all the Sunnis across the globe, especially Ulama'i Ahlus Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each one of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, grant all of us the ability, the privilege of visiting the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jal, with our parents, our murshide, Kareem, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, inshallah. So we'll take a short break, listen to a beautiful Kalam, and as soon as we return, we will then carry on and begin our discussion, which is regarding Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of a whale. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Manu shauk Madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi meri akal vi nahi शक्ल भी नहीं मैनू यार मनाउण दा ढंग भी नहीं मेरा इश्क भी रूमी वर्गा नहीं मेरा इश्क भी रूमी वर्गा नहीं मेरी जामी वर्गी टोर नहीं पर मैनू शौक मदीने जावण दा मेरे दिल विच हसरत होर नहीं मेरा इश्क ये कहंदा है हौसला रख आका दा बुलावा आवेगा मेरा इश्क ये कहंदा है हौसला रख आका दा बुलावा आवेगा पर की करिए बेसबरी दा पर की करिए बे सबरी दा मेरे दिल विचों जांदा चोर नहीं तेरे ना दे तज़करे अरशां ते तेरे हुस्न दे चर्चे फरशां ते तेरे ना दे तज़करे अरशां ते तेरे हुस्न दे चर्चे फरशां ते कोई था नहीं ऐसी जिस था ते कोई था नहीं ऐसी जिस था ते तेरे इश्क दा आका शोर नहीं मैनू शौक मदीने जावण दा मेरे दिल विच हसरत होर नहीं तेरे जिक्र दे चर्चे फरशां ते तेरे इश्क दे चर्चे अरशां ते कोई ऐसी जा नहीं जिस जाते कोई ऐसी जा नहीं जिस जाते मेरे आका तेरा शोर नहीं मैनू शौक मदीने जावण दा میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے، ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے، تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے، جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں، مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے، ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ۔ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ، ویری بیوٹیفل کلام بھائی قبلہ حاجی عبدالحبیب اتاری اینڈ ہیز ونڈرفل میلوڈیس وائس ماشاء اللہ، اینڈ ہی ریسائٹڈ اے کلام ان وچ دا ڈیزائر از ان دا ہارٹ ٹو وزٹ دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ۔ اینڈ انڈیڈ دس از دا you know, the desire in everyone's hearts and everyone's mind that all the aashiq, lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, they hope and they umeed is that, you know, one day we must go in the city of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not only that, a true lover of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, has the dua in his heart that I should go, but I shouldn't come back. No. There is no life, you know, if a person is far away from the city of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan very beautifully says, "Un ke dar par maut aa jaye to ji jao Hasan. Un ke dar pe maut aa jaye to ji jao Hasan. Un ke dar se dur rehkar zindagi achhi nahi." It's not, there is no life in staying away from the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another place he says, "Mar ke jeete hain jo unke dar pe jaate hain Hasan, aur jee ke marte hain jo aate hain Madina chhod kar." That, oh Hasan, you know, those that go to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are dead. And when they reach there, they are alive. In actual fact, they were as if they were dead people. But now when they are in the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they have gained that life. And now they are in actual terms, in actual fact, they are alive. Aur ji ke marte hain, jo aate hain Madina chhodkar. And oh Hasan, those that leave Madina and come back, then Allah, 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 now they are dead. They were alive and now they are dead because they left the city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, kya bache bimar ka qurbe masiha chhod kar, you know, mar hi jaun main agar is dar se jaun do kadam, kya bache bimar ka qurbe masiha chhod kar. Subhanallah, sair gulshan kaun dekhe dasht teva chhod kar, suve jannat kaun jaye dar tumhara chhod kar. Allah 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 Allah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, you know, his way of describing everything is unique, is special, is wonderful. And you know, he says and he mentions very beautifully, Allah 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 Allah. Then he says, you know, jano dil hosh o khirad sab to Madine pahunche. He says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this life, this heart, the my intellect, my understanding, everything, jano dil hosh o khirad sab to Madine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman gaya. He says, oh raza, everything is in Madina, why are you not going to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. So this discussion regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so vast that by Allah, We can discuss for hours and hours and hours, and we will come to an end, our lives will come to an end. But the fadail, the excellences of the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never come to an end. Once again, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us, inshallah, with our parents, our Murshid-e-Kareem, in the city of his noble and most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad-e-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Moving towards our topic for today, as I mentioned, that today we will be discussing with regards to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of a whale. Subhanallah. First, we need to learn about, you know, why Yunus alayhi salam ended up in the stomach of the whale. What was the incident behind that? Why did he leave his hometown, his city? And, you know, what was the causes and the reasons which caused him to leave the city? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam for the guidance of people of the city called Nainawa or Nainawa, right? This was the name of the city, and Yunus alayhi salam came to the people of this city, and you know, he preached towards them. The previous nations were sometimes sent to a specific tribe, a specific nation, a specific group of people. Like Yunus alayhi salam was sent to Nainawa, different prophets were sent to different people, but may I be sacrificed on the zaat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the entire creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You know, so for the entire creation, for everyone, Allah ta'ala has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's human beings, whether it's angels, whether it's jinnat, whether it's plants, whether it's animals, whatever it is, for all the universes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived as a mercy. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Nainawa, it was a big city of Mosul. And the people of the area were idol worshippers, right? And they were mushrikeen. They didn't believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, he was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told them that these idols, this you know, things which you are worshipping, they are not your lords, they are not your gods. No, there is only one haqiqi God, and that is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one Zaat who deserves to be worshipped, and that is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So when, you know, he invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the religion, then they denied him, and they started, you know, going against him. Obviously, they didn't accept what Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was saying. So Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam warned them, and he said that, you know, if you're not going to believe in what I am saying, then very soon a punishment is going to be afflicted upon you from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A punishment is going to come, because I am from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am calling you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not believe, then obviously the punishment is going to be descended upon you. And, you know, when they heard the warning of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, so they started speaking to each other. And they said that, you know, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam has never ever spoken a lie, because a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'asum. You know, they are innocent. They can never ever ever commit a sin. And lying is a sin. It's a bad quality. And the prophets alayhi salam are free from every bad quality, from all sinning. The prophets and the angels alayhi salam are free from, they are ma'asum, they are innocent. Besides them, the entire creation is not ma'asum. So this is a very big eye opener for many of us. Unfortunately, some people, you know, whose belief, whose aqidah is corrupted, you know, they start relating some personalities, whether it's the members of the Ahl Bayt or the members of the Sahaba Ikram, and start saying, you know, this person is ma'asum or he was ma'asum, whatever the case is. This is not the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Only the prophets alayhi salam and only the angels alayhi salam are ma'asum. Besides them, nobody in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'asum. Yes, the awliya of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are mahfuz. Allah ta'ala has protected them from sins. They are protected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are not ma'asum. Means it is not, you can't say it is impossible for them to commit a sin and they can never ever commit a sin. No, a sin can be committed by them. They can make a mistake, they can make an error. An error can occur from them, but they are protected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a big difference between the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and between the Awliya ikram, between the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and the Ahle Bayt adhar, between the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and the Sahaba ikram. So we need to learn the Aqeedah and the basics of deen properly. And obviously, we only learn that when we learn our deen from the correct people of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the sahih, authentic scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these people discussed amongst themselves and they said, you know, Yunus alayhi salam never speaks a lie. He has never spoken a lie. So what must we do? And he is warning us that if you don't believe, a punishment is going to come. And if he never spoke a lie, it means this is also not a lie. And if it's not a lie, it means the punishment is going to be descended upon us. So they said, what should we do? So they said, keep an eye on Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Watch him. If Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam stays in the city overnight, it means there is no danger. Because they also knew that the punishment cannot come where the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah, 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 Allah. But if he doesn't spend the night in the city, then we should expect the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in their heart, they knew that he was an honest person, but they still didn't believe in him. All right? But they thought that, you know, if he stays in the city, it means we are saved. Because of him, we are saved. Huh? But if he's not here, by Allah, you know, the punishment is going to be descended upon us. At night, when the people saw that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam left the city, Allah, 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 Allah. And in the morning, they saw that the signs of punishment started appearing because black clouds started emerging from all four sides. And darkness fell over the whole city with a smoke from everywhere. When the people witnessed this, the people of the city realized that now the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be descended upon them. Therefore, they started looking for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. So they should go and ask for forgiveness, for maafi, and they should make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started looking for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, but wherever they went, they couldn't find Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Now the people became more worried. They were already worried because they saw the punishment and they thought we'll find Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, and now they can't find Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam as well. Now they became more worried, more terrified. Allah, Allah, Allah. Therefore, they started shaking and trembling in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all took their women, their children, along with their cattle. And they wore torn clothes, you know, old clothes, torn clothes. And they went to the jungle and they cried and repented and made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they sincerely committed that we are going to bring iman in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. We will believe in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Subhanallah, the husbands separated from the wives and from the mothers, the mothers separated from the children, children moved away from the mothers, everyone went on their own and they were just, you know, crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made tawbah from the bottom of their heart. Allah, 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 subhanallah. All of them made tawbah and they made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have firm yaqeen and belief in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was brought by Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. In other words, they weren't fooling around. They didn't make tawbah, you know, just so the punishment can go and after that, you know, they said, no, we'll go back to our old methods. No, no, Allah ta'ala knew what was in their hearts and he knew that this tawbah which they are making is the perfect tawbah. It's wonderful. Allah Ta'ala knew that yes, this tawbah is indeed 100% correct. They are not going to turn back towards their ways of kufr and their ways of disbelief. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy on the sincere tawbah and the sincere repentance of the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved away. All of a sudden the clouds, the black clouds, everything disappeared and all the people came back to the city and they started living their lives normally with peace and with comfort. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal describes this beautiful event in the Holy Quran in these words. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, ayat number 98, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. Translation from Ganzul Iman. So why has there not been people of a village who should have believed? So its belief would have benefited it. Yes, the nation of Yunus alayhi salam, when they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment from them in the life of this world and let them benefit for a while. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, it means that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine punishment from Allah Ta'ala has commenced. Once the punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes, Now a person cannot make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite the clouds of punishment arrived, but the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, they made sincere tawbah. And from the bottom of their heart, they embraced the true faith and they brought the iman in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala loved the habit, this ada, this action of theirs was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the punishment which had already begun, Allah ta'ala removed that punishment and he forgave all of them. Subhanallah. فَلَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعَنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, when they brought iman, when they accepted faith, what we did, كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ, we removed the disgraceful punishment for them, from them. Right? But what they did was, they brought iman. They believed in Allah. They believed in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. After this, now we will be discussing, you know, what happened to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, because he already left the city and he went because he knew the punishment is going to be afflicted, and here the punishment was about to come, but then it was stopped because of their tawbah. Subhanallah. So now what happened to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam? Inshallah, we'll be discussing that. But before that, we'll take, I think, a short break, listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls, Madani flowers, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as soon as we return from this wonderful break, we will carry on our wonderful incident from the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
As humankind grew in number, Allah initiated the reformation and the purification of their souls. For this purpose, He began sending His prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The primary objective of their mission was to guide humankind away from the worship of false deities and call them to bow to the one true God, who is free from any partners. Throughout the course of this propagation, they encountered mountains of difficulties, but displayed distinct qualities like forbearance, patience, perseverance, tolerance, and forgiveness towards others. This is evidenced by these examples of the prophets. The long-term efforts of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to convey the message of Islam despite most people not accepting it. The casting of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire, presenting his son as a sacrifice, and migrating hundreds of kilometers from Iraq to Palestine with his spouse and nephew. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam facing various calamities such as losing his children and wealth. Prophet Musa alayhi salam enduring various trials and migrating to Egypt and Madian. The troubles faced by Prophet Isa alayhi salam and the martyrdom of numerous other prophets alayhi musallatu wasalam. These are all timeless and remarkable examples of patience. May Allah Almighty grant us a life of faith and well-being. And if any difficulty arises, may He bless us with the ability to show patience. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka Ya Sayyidi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Nuri min Nurillah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Welcome back to our silsila. And mashallah, we were discussing the beautiful incident of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam with regards to his nation, his people, and the way they made tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely from the bottom of their heart. And subhanallah, their tawbah was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these people made tawbah, and they returned towards their city, everything was back to normal. No punishment. They were living their lives peacefully, calmly. When Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam arrived near the city, now he did not find any signs of the punishment on the city. So the people asked him that, come and join the people of the city, come back. And Yunus alayhi salam replied, how can I go back to my city? How can I go back to my people? He said, I had left the city after revealing the news that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to arrive, and the punishment didn't come. So when the punishment didn't arrive, now these people will think I am a liar. Right? So, I left here telling them that the punishment of Allah is going to appear, and now there is no signs of punishment. So they will say, no, you are a liar. You're just speaking like that. Before, they didn't believe in me, and now they will definitely not believe in me. Allah, Allah. He didn't, you know, he didn't know of the entire incident which took place after him. So out of, you know, what this thought in his mind, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam left the city and he embarked on a boat. When the boat reached in the middle of the sea, it stopped. And according to an established tradition in those times, only that boat would jam in the middle of the sea that carried some fugitive slave. A slave who ran away or who escaped the prison or captivity, whatever the case was. If there was a slave like that, a fugitive slave on the boat, then that boat would stop in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the sea. So when people saw that our boat stopped, they said, someone here is a fugitive slave. So the people of the boat started doing a draw, putting everyone's names and picking up or doing something which they can find out who's the slave. And when they did the draw and they took out the paper or whatever it was, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam's name came out on that paper. Allah, 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 Allah. So the passengers threw Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in the sea and they departed. When Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam fell down in the water, a fish swallowed him at once and he became confined in the stomach of the fish where there was an utter darkness. And this fish was obviously a whale. Under these circumstances, he alayhi salam commenced invoking. In the belly, in the womb, in the stomach of a whale, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam kept on mentioning these wonderful words. And the Holy Quran has mentioned the words of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Subhanallah. By the blessings of this beautiful, wazifa which Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was reciting, Allah azza wa jal blessed him freedom from the dark cell. And the fish took him out of her mouth at the bank of the sea. So Yunus alayhi salam had gone very weak by that time. By the grace of Allah azza wa jal, the plant of gourd grew there. And he used to take rest under its shade. Afterwards, when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam regained some energy, he went back to his people. And all of the people treated him with utmost love and reverence and embraced faith unto him. Subhanallah. The Holy Quran mentions this wonderful incident in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in Surah Safat, ayat number 139 to 148. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully says, Subhanallah, وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وهو سقيم وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين. A very beautifully says translation of Kanzul Iman. And indeed Yunus alayhi salam is of the messengers. When he left towards the loaded ship, so he drew lots as to who should be thrown into the sea. Therefore, he became amongst those who were pushed into the sea. The fish then swallowed him, and he was blaming himself. And had he not been of those who glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have definitely remained in its belly till the day when the people will be raised. Then we cast him out of the fish's belly on the shore, and he was ill. And we grew a tree of gourd as a miraculous shelter above him. And we sent him towards 100,000 people, rather more. So they believed. We therefore gave them benefit, enjoyment of life for a while. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the wonderful incident of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam and how the Holy Quran speaks about him. And it's also been mentioned that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam remained in the stomach of the whale for 40 days. Allah, Allah, Allah. 40 days he was in the womb of the whale. This was his wazifa. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is a beautiful wazifa, a beautiful dua, a beautiful invocation which is given to us from the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Subhanallah. The models we learn from this wonderful incident, so many models we can learn. But very beautifully, Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully mentions a few lessons. The first lesson he learns, and he says, from the event of the people of Nainawa, the moral we get is that whenever any calamity strikes any nation in the form of the punishment, then the only remedy is to engage in supplications after repenting, after making tawbah. One can then hope that the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal will shower his blessings and the torment will be withdrawn. So the first lesson, you know, we learn from this incident is whenever a punishment, a calamity, a difficulty, whatever the case is, befalls upon a person, the first thing you must do is make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua sincerely from the bottom of your heart. And by Allah, you do not know that Allah Ta'ala can love that one tear which leaves your eye. Allah Ta'ala can love that one word you utter, you know, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by Allah, if Allah Ta'ala, you know, once, because of one small tear, he can forgive all the sins in your entire life. He is the most merciful, the most compassionate, you know, he's the most gracious. Allah Ta'ala's mercy looks for excuses to forgive a person, to take a person away from Jahannam. So if Allah Ta'ala wants for a small single thing, he can forgive all of your sins. If Allah Ta'ala wants for one sin, he can put you in Jahannam. There is nobody who can question the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَى. He can do whatever he wants. There is nobody who can question the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is independent. He doesn't need anybody. He is not dependent upon anybody. He doesn't need permission from anybody, you know, to do specific actions. No, whatever he wants, he can do. We are only, you know, depending upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, everything of ours is depending and based upon the mercy of Allah. And we ask that, you know, if he showers his mercy upon us, then we are forgiven. If he doesn't shower his mercy, then, you know, we have to go in Jahannam. Our actions, our a'mal, our character, our akhlaq, our etiquettes, everything is such that we are 100% deserving of Jahannam. We there is no chance of us going into Jannah without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody has this misunderstanding, misconception, you know, my a'mal is enough, my good deeds are enough, my ibadat is enough, then by Allah he is mistaken. And he is a fool who is thinking that he can, you know, enter Jannah without the mercy of Allah, without the shafa'at of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Allah, he can never, ever, ever enter Jannah. The only way a person will enter Jannah is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously through the shafa'at of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to, you know, become amongst those people who always have this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. And at the same time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to become amongst those wonderful people, you know, at the time of difficulty and calamity, who always make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran also mentions this, you know, that if a calamity, a trouble comes to you, then it is because of what your hands have earned. Many a times, you know, we must ask ourselves this question. Munasab, I have this financial problem. Munasab, I have this difficulty. Munasab, this family issue, this problem, that problem. 100 problems we have and we'll come to Munasab. But do we ever ask ourselves the question that, you know, maybe I am in this problem because of my own actions. Maybe I am here because I am doing something wrong. I am not performing my salah. I am not keeping my fast. I am not giving sadaqah. I am not respecting my parents. I'm speaking lies. I'm backbiting. I'm deceiving. I'm tricking. I'm lying. I'm doing this. I'm doing every wrong thing. And then I'm expecting that, you know, I must be covered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work at all. You can't expect that, you know, you must always be covered with the mercy of Allah and there must be countless special blessings upon you. Everything must be going perfectly well and you must disobey Allah, you must disobey the Nabi Sallallahu, you must do whatever you want to do. But no, your matters must be to the point and up to the it must be, you know, perfectly fine. It doesn't work like that. No, many a times if you are going through a difficult situation, you must blame yourself and point your finger towards yourself and say, you know, you are at fault. I am at fault. I did something wrong. Maybe I did something wrong. That is why, you know, my matter is not coming right. I did something wrong. Maybe that's why I'm not financially stable. You know, I hurt somebody. Maybe that's why I'm having these issues at home. I did this. I did that. And by Allah, you know yourself well. I don't know what's in your heart. You don't know what's in my heart. Apparently, maybe I can be a very pious person. But in my heart, maybe I'm a filthy, dirty person. Alone, I'm a filthy, dirty person. Alone, I'm in seclusion. I'm the worst person alive. At the same time, you know, somebody, apparently, maybe he can look like, you know, he's a normal, common person, but his heart can be clean. In seclusion, he is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we never ever know what's the situation of the next person, but we know ourselves well. I know what's the state of my heart. I know who I lied to today. I know who I deceived today. I know who I fought to today. I know who I swore today. I know who I shouted today. I know who I deceived, whose money I robbed, you know, who did I do wrong to. I know everything about myself. So every day ask yourself this question before you sleep. So you know, the whole day today, how many wrong things I did? I swore this person, I did this to this person, I hurt this person, I did this to this person, I was doing that, I did business in this, I lied in my business, I deceived some people, I stole from some people, I took some things from someone, something from someone, I hurt my parents. Make an entire list. Then ask yourselves, you know, I'm doing all of these wrong things. And then I'm complaining that, you know, my affairs is not turning out good, my matters is not coming out to be proper. Then I am deserving everything what is happening with me because I am doing all these wrong things. So it is something which, you know, I would first I would like to advise myself, obviously, and everyone else, whenever we do something wrong, the first thing we must do is make tawbah sincerely. If there's any difficulty, problems, read astaghfar, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayhi, carry a tasbih, keep on reciting 100, 200, 700, 1000, 1500, 2000 times daily. Keep on making astaghfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know if our tawbah is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He showers His mercy, then subhanallah, you will see how your entire life will change, how everything will change. Once your heart starts changing, once the mercy of Allah ta'ala shahs starts showering upon you, the karam of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts showering upon you, then subhanallah, you are successful in this world, in the hereafter as well. When we make dua in the court of Allah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we make a request, chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkane wale. Ya Rasulullah, you are the one who gives light to everyone. You are the one who guides everyone. You are the one who, you know, protects everyone. You are the one who takes care of everyone. Ya Rasulullah, mera dil bhi chamka de, chamkane wale. Cure this heart of mine, enlighten this heart of mine as well. And inshallah, azawajal, it will be beneficial for us in this world in the hereafter as well. That's the first lesson we learn from the incident of the people of Nineveh, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. At the same time, we also learned that from the heart trembling trials faced by Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, we learned how Allah azza wa jal puts His beloveds, His chosen people into trials, into difficulties, into tests. But when these chosen people observe steadfastness and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal despite being struck with troubles, and Allah Azza wa Jal arranges means of their salvation from the unseen that are beyond our imagination. In the whale, in the stomach of a whale, Yunus alayhi salam didn't start, you know, ma'azala, screaming and shouting and complaining or something. Every time his words were praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. No, I did something wrong. I was at a mistake. Always showing humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you are great. Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka. Ya Allah, glory be to you. I am the one at fault. I am the one in mistake. And that I lost that person. Then Allah starts opening ways for him. 40 days living in the stomach of a whale, a common man like me and you would never survive. Not even one day, few hours and we'll be dead. But Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then obviously the steadfastness, the istiqamat is there, then praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing the humbleness, and you see the help comes from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is, you know, the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala showers His special mercy upon someone, then we see these benefits here. So these two lessons, we said that there are many lessons, but these two lessons everyone must take away from the incident of the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. First, in every situation, whatever happens, we have a difficulty, calamity, problem, we must, you know, make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness, make tawbah sincerely from the bottom of our heart, make a firm intention that you're not going to commit this sin again. keep on praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, whenever there's a difficulty, a calamity, a problem, hardship, whatever the case is, always have sabr and remain steadfast on the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these few words, unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of today's incident, of today's wonderful silsila. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it was something wonderful, something beautiful we learned. And I would like to request all our viewers, our listeners, that whatever we learn in these wonderful episodes and silsilas, we should try and pass the message on to others. Sit together, have a Islamic incident time, Islamic story time, and tell your children about Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, their people, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. All of this is in the Holy Quran as well, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the beloveds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the beloved family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, about Shaitan, about Iblis, about the angels, Jannat, Jahannam. All of these things you must discuss with your children. So they must also know about the deen. And obviously from everything you will learn, beautiful lessons. Sabr, tawakkul, shukr, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting close to the beloveds of Allah, the ilm al-ghayb of the prophets alayhi musalam, the maqam of the prophets, the ranks of the anbiya alayhi musalam. Many things you will teach your children from a young age, then you will see how they will benefit. Tomorrow these are your children. Tomorrow they will start standing with you. You taught them deen when they were small. Tomorrow they will be steadfast on the deen. But if you're going to teach them about soccer players, about cricket players, about this movie star, that movie star, this film star, then how are you going to expect that child to grow up and start teaching you deen or start acting upon the deen? Because what you infiltrated in his brain, in his mind, in his head was only about the world. So how can you expect him to become close to deen? So everything starts from a young age. So we must discuss these wonderful incidents. Have a night where all of us are going to sit together. We'll discuss one beautiful incident from the Holy Quran. And very beautifully, Maktabatul Madina has published a wonderful book. In Urdu, it's called Ajaibul Quran and Ma'agharaibul Quran. And in English, it's known as Quranic Wonders. A very, very wonderful book published by Maktabatul Madina Dawati Islami. Get your hands on a hard copy if you have. If not, you can go on the Dawati Islami net, the website, official website. Download the book online in the PDF form, whatever form it is. And today, in today's time, the social media and technology has made everything so easy that while sitting at home, we can have libraries and libraries in our devices. This is also a bounty from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we take it in the right way. The same phone can be a means of your destruction. The same cell phone can be a means of your salvation. It depends how you use it. So this is the lesson which I want to give everybody, and we'll quickly move towards the answer of today's question. The question is on the screen. How many brothers Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had? And the beautiful answer will be playing on the screen as well. He had 11 brothers, subhanAllah. 11 brothers Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had. And the Holy Quran also mentions this, that in his dream where he saw the 11 stars and the sun and the moon, and he narrated the dream to his father. Inshallah, that's a different incident we'll discuss some other time. But this was the beautiful answer to today's question. 11 brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Inshallah, Azzawajal. For those that got the answer correct, Mubarak to you. For those that didn't get the answer, you learn something new, alhamdulillah, Azzawajal. So we hope to meet you soon, inshallah. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, Azzawajal. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance. The light of guidance.